This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After 24 years in the Senate, Arlen Specter is fighting for his political survival. The moderate, some say liberal, Pennsylvania Republican faces a primary challenge from Congressman Pat Toomey, a well-funded conservative. The right has never forgiven Specter for his votes in favor of abortion rights or against putting Robert Bork on the Supreme Court. Polls show Toomey within striking distance of Specter. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Brad Linder reports.
Arlen Specter is spending the last days of his campaign working to get the vote out in his home base in southeastern Pennsylvania. The Philadelphia region has the largest number of voters in the state. The city is also overwhelmingly Democratic, so Specter has to search for Republican voters. A gun show at a Philadelphia National Guard facility, which Specter attended this weekend, was a logical choice, especially because Specter is being challenged from the right.
I urge all of you to come out to vote for me. You have to be a Republican to vote for me in a Republican primary. But when I talk to gun owners and sportsmen, I have an instinct that we...
John Mirowitz, an attorney from Philadelphia, likes what he hears, especially Specter's message about gun rights and his sponsorship of legislation that created mandatory sentences for repeat offenders.
What we've seen for all these decades is lots of talk, very little action. One of the few people I've seen actually doing stuff about it is Specter.
But while the 74-year-old Specter is highlighting his conservative credentials to Republican voters, 42-year-old challenger Pat Toomey is knocking them down. Toomey is both a social and fiscal conservative. He's received millions of dollars worth of support from a conservative group, the Club for Growth, which has been taking on Republicans it calls big spenders in Congress. Specter is their top target.
This isn't just a handful of things. There are now 10,000 of these individual, unjustified, pork barrel kind of projects in the federal budget. It adds up to over $20 billion in 1 year alone at a time when we're running $500 billion deficits. I just think that's unacceptable.
For all of Toomey's rhetoric that he represents the Republican wing of the Republican Party, Specter has been very successful in securing powerful endorsements of his own. President Bush, for one. He appeared in Pittsburgh with the senator last week, and the state's other senator, Rick Santorum, like Toomey, a solid conservative, has done television commercials for Specter and is making an appearance with the senator this afternoon. Toomey brushes all of this off, saying he's not surprised a Republican incumbent president would back a Republican incumbent senator. But he says it is a bit short-sighted.
The difference is there isn't another Republican senator in the country who's got such a bad record as Arlen Specter, and therefore there isn't another senator who has this kind of problem.
Pennsylvania voted narrowly for Al Gore in the 2000 election. President Bush has visited the Commonwealth 27 times since taking office, more than any other swing state. Specter performs well among Democrats and says the president is banking on his victory tomorrow to help deliver the state for Mr. Bush in November.
The president has said he thinks I can help him win re-election, and whatever anybody else may say, any other Republican may say, the leader of our party is solidly in my corner, and that's why I'm asking for your support.
But this time, it may not be as easy for Specter as it has been in the past. Bob Sarp is a local NRA rep and a co-founder of the American Gun Owners Association. He's the one who introduced the senator at the gun show. But because of what he calls Specter's history of voting against the interests of gun owners, Sarp says he can't vote for the senator tomorrow, or even in November.
Not in good conscience. No, I won't vote for him regardless. There'll be a third-party candidate out there that'll be pro-gun, and I'll stand behind them. And if there's nobody, then I won't cast my vote for the senator. I'm not going to support him.
Which makes it clear that even if Specter wins tomorrow, he still has a lot of voters to convince that he deserves another term. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.